Let's get the point of the elections now with the Election Watch feature we have every day around this time with Andries Sibanioni, who's the spokesperson for Defend Our Democracy. Andries, you're live on the National Pulse. Good chatting to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Ashraf.
Thank you. Right now, we got just over a month to go. You have a role as Defend Our Democracy, and you have a specific focus and appeal to NGOs and civil society. What is that?
Yes, we have just been made aware, or we are aware that South African elections have created so much appetite for international election observers missions, like your EU, AU, and SADC, and other organizations coming from North America. So we are just making an appeal to South Africans to say we cannot be spectators of the game that we can play. Hence, we are urging and mobilizing other civil societies and NGOs to come and join this time so that we can, South Africans, can observe elections collectively. Because we know that these organizations, their focus is only on the hotspots and the major cities. But now we are saying to people, come and be an observer, election observer in your respective community.
What does it take to become an election observer? Can I become an election observer?
You have to be an eligible voter in South Africa. You must be South African. You must be registered with the IEC as a voter. Therefore, you must be of a certain age. And we're also going to be vetted by both the IEC and Defend Our Democracy, because we don't want people who are politically active. So we are pursuing people who are going to be neutral so that they are trusted in their respective communities.
So nobody can come to you for the meeting, even for the interview with an ANC, DA, Rising Mzansi, and MK T-shirt that they're wearing. I mean, they're going to be thrown out. I get that, right? What then would the role of this observer be on? And is it on election day only, or before or after too?
Yeah, no. The role of the election observer is going to be on the election day, starting from the morning when the voting stations are opening. We are going to make sure that our observers, together with the app that we have created, they make sure they report if the polling stations are open on time, the ballot boxes are empty and filled, and there is no intimidation of the voters on the day. They are going to be there until the closure of the station by 9 o'clock. If everything is going to be successful, and they also involve in the counting and the announcement of the elections.
So will they be then, therefore, I mean, you've sort of half answered, they won't just be outside the polling booth. They would actually be in that room, in the halls where the voting takes place, right?
Yes, they will be outside. What we are trying to do per shift, Ashraf, is to have two people. One might be inside and one might be also outside, just to observe, because with our app, you will be able, using a smartphone, to take a picture and send it to our center so that we collate all the information. And then if there's any intimidation or any security concern, we immediately alert the IEC, because we are registered and accredited with IEC. But beyond that, it's also going to help us collate our information so that we produce an informed report of what happened, even in the isolated areas of the country.
And the IEC, I mean, where would they be when these observations take place? I mean, versus Defend Our Democracy?
Yeah, the IEC presiding officers are always inside the voting station together with the party agents. So we will be in the midst of that group.
Okay.
But our role is different, because we are independent. We have been formed to observe so that we satisfy ourselves and the South African community about what is really happening in our voting station.
Now there's a deadline for registration for these observers, right? 1st of May. So how do they get about, you know, rushing to you and at least applying?
Yes, the response has been good. Up to so far, we've got almost 1,000 people across across the country, and even the other civil society movement have also joined us. We are happy with the outcome. However, we are appealing for more hands because we really want our presence to be felt on the ground.
Okay, we got 30 seconds to go. What's your take on? I mean, every South African election we've had so far has been free and fair. There has been perceptions, even two days ago, I think, where pronouncements come through that, you know what, the IEC is going to be a mess here. This is not going to be free and fair. What do you take of South Africa's relative free and fair elections?
Asraf, we don't want to fall into that trap of wanting to discredit IEC. IEC so far has done good. It has given South Africans free and fair and credible elections. So I would not want to insinuate that the IEC will not cope this time. If you would remember, 1994 was as big as this. Therefore, we think IEC with time, they've gained some experience. They had some shortfalls there and there. But I think with time, they know they are what they are doing. I think let's wait. You cannot just discredit IEC before even the elections I held.
Having said that, their role is critical, and so is the role of an organization, your organization, called Defend Our Democracy. And it says just that. You, as part of the audience nationwide, so in tune with the national pulse, would you like to defend our democracy? Well, you know exactly what you need to be doing. Andries Sibanyoni, thanks for your time. Much appreciated.
You're welcome, Ezra. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity.
Much appreciated. Anytime.